So the other day, I made one of these audios about laws and about how sometimes laws are meant to be broken or bent. Now, I thought about it and I said, well, somebody could take that the wrong way. And I pray that you don't. When I say that some rules are obsolete and stupid, I only mean that because they should be revised. They should be looked at and see if they're still effective in common modern man. Or even if it was only 5 years ago that the rule came out, is it still effective 5 years later? That's what I mean. I'm not saying that we should go around breaking the laws. And that's what brought me up to what I'm going to talk about today. And that is the rules. The rules are basically laws. But there's certain rules, just like there's certain laws to the world. In order to get through the game of life, you have to follow the rules. Because if you don't, your game will be short. A perfect example of that is if you were to play the game Solitaire, which is a card game that you can play by yourself. And I know people that play it, and it consumes hours of their daily life, and it makes them happy. Now, if my friends were to cheat playing that game, the games would be over quick, and it would get boring after about 15 to 20 minutes. It's just like any video game that you've ever played. We've all done it. We've all played a video game, found the cheat codes, used the cheat codes, had infinite god mode on, got all the money we needed, all the respawns we needed, and everything. It was fun while it lasted, but we never put the effort into playing the game further. We would get bored after a certain amount of time. There's been numerous times that I've bought video games for $60, and once I've learned the cheat codes, I would get bored easily with that game and never play it again. It was $60 just thrown down the tube. It was $60 spent down the tube anyways, because video games don't teach you anything. You shouldn't spend money on them. But what I'm getting at is that we need certain rules. We need to follow the rules. Because if we don't, a lot of chaos will happen. Go to the zoo. And the rule is you got to separate the animals. If you didn't, it would not be a pretty sight. If you had the lions easily being able to walk into the zebra's part of the park, we know what it's going to look like. It's not going to be something you want to bring your child to. It's the same thing in a classroom. I understand I was in a classroom. I hated following the rules. But imagine you have usually one to two kids that are acting out in class. But they're not causing that much chaos that they're ruining the class. Other kids can still learn stuff. But if you take every child and every child in that room decides that the rules don't matter and they all just say, screw the rules, nobody's going to learn anything and everybody's going to get detention. Rules are important. I said this in my audio about laws. I mean, there are certain laws. They're moralistic laws. They're ingrained in every single one of us as a human moral, human logical law. I mean, it makes sense not to go around murdering people. It makes sense not to go around stealing from people. It makes sense. You know, there's a rule to life, and those laws are rules to life, you know. But much in this, what I'm talking about now with the rules is that you have to follow them because, like I said in that audio, you know, there's the law of gravity, which is the rule of gravity. Yeah, there could be a sign. I could be walking up to a cliff in the Grand Canyon and there's a sign right there 5 feet away from the cliff that says, don't go beyond this point because it's dangerous. And we think to ourselves, who are you to tell me what's dangerous? And we walk up to the edge of the cliff, and then we turn around and try to take a selfie, and then we fall off the cliff. That's the law of gravity, and that's you breaking the rules that make common sense. And it happens all the time. Unfortunately, people, I hate to laugh at it, but there's people all the time that fall off cliffs because they want to break the rules and take a selfie. And same thing happens at zoos all the time. Guys climb over the fence of the lion encagement to take a selfie, and guess what happens? And then they end up having to close down the whole zoo because that one guy was an idiot because he didn't follow the rules. Like I said in that audio, you take every law that you have a problem with and you go over it and you study it and you find out if your opinion of that law being obsolete is true or not. You don't just haphazardly just say, okay, well, that rule sucks and I'm going to go against it. You make sure that you know what you're talking about, because if not, you're going to fall off a cliff or get eaten by a lion. There are rules in this game, and you must follow those rules. If you don't, you risk injury to yourself, or worse, injury to those around you. That should always be your goal. First, not to injure yourself, and second, not to injure anybody else. In actuality, I'm wrong. That should be switched around. You should always make sure that the other person comes before yourself, but that's up to you. I mean, look at militaries. When you're in the military, you learn step-by-step formation. When you see guys running in a line and there's a soldier in the front, a soldier behind him, a soldier behind him, a soldier behind him, and they all keep pace with each other. Because if they didn't, it would lead to chaos and they'd be tripping over each other and there'd be no organization whatsoever. So that's a rule. The rule is keep formation. It's the same thing on the battlefield. If they didn't have a strict order of going down the chain, like from lieutenant down, then guys would just be running all over the field, you know, and it just, nobody would win a war. That happens actually a lot because they're not taught the rules properly. Not so much in big armies, but that happens in little armies because nobody taught them the rules. So rules are important is what I'm getting at, is no matter what I said about laws, you have to understand that rules are, while basically the same thing, they basically mean the same thing. It is important that you stick to the rules of life, the game of life. It's just like any other game in the world, in the universe. It has rules, and if you don't stick to them, it'll be chaos. I mean, a perfect example too, even myself, in my other audio, I said, you know, every once in a while, I stop at a red light, and I look both ways, and I don't see another car coming at all. So I go, and I run the red light. That's my choice. Now, I'm breaking the rules by doing that. But I also said in that audio that if I saw another car coming, even if it was a mile down the road, I still wouldn't go because I logically thought about it and said, hey, that guy could pick up speed before I know it and hit me. So before I even bend the rules or bend the law or break the law or break the rule, I think about it. The selfie. If you just, you know, say, ah, screw it, I'm going to run this red light, and you're taking a picture of yourself as you do it, and then you get hit by a Mack truck, guess whose fault that is? If we had every guy out there driving a car, doing what I do, just thinking, hey, against the rules, it would be chaos. Hopefully a lot of people won't hear my audio on laws and start running red lights like I do, or we could have a problem. So, I mean, it's the rules of everything, you know, like, you don't go to a meeting, you don't go to a business meeting and accomplish anything if everybody in the room is talking at the same time. And I've seen that happen. I've actually been in those kind of meetings. And then a month or 6 months later when they're like, why didn't we figure out that problem? Or why didn't we make more money from that project we were talking about? It's because everybody was talking over each other and they didn't follow the obvious rules of the game, whereas you let somebody else talk. It's very important not to interrupt other people while they're talking. That's how conversation works. You hear the other person's opinion and then you either agree to it or you counter-offense it with your own opinion. But if everybody just said, if two people just start talking at the same time, it's not going to work. And so you have to follow the rules. Rules are not rules like in a book, like, okay, like a law is in a book. Rules are just basic logical understandings that you have, and everybody has it, you know. It all comes down to basically is morality, what your morality is, what your ethics are, how you feel about a certain subject, you know. You have to think about it. Is this, whoever decided to put this sign in front of this cliff, is that a good advice, or is it just, you know, they're being mean and they don't want anybody to go past the cliff? More than likely, anybody that was willing to take the time, a city, a state, a government, or even an individual person was willing to take the time to warn others of danger, didn't do it because they were just trying to dictate to you a rule or a law. They did it because they learned by example. That's what you have to understand with rules and most laws. It's ruled by example. They knew that a sign had to be put up because too many morons were walking and falling off the cliff. So they made a rule. Rules and laws are basically made for the weak. And by that, I don't mean that you should feel inferior because you're not weak and you're above the laws and the rules, because it's not true. The reason why rules and laws are made are to protect the weak, so that the strong and those that have the theory that they're inferior, they're bigger and better than the weak or the rules, those rules and laws were created so that those people that think they're better don't abuse or take advantage of the weak. So the rules of life, you follow them because not only will they most likely help you, but they're going to help the person after you. The whole purpose of having rules in any kind of game, just like any board game or any video game, the whole purpose of having rules in a game is it to enable all the players to have fun. Fools imagine that the purpose of rules is to keep people from having fun, but that's not true. You have to look at it. Like, I look at the law of the red light. I think it's foolish. That doesn't mean that it's necessarily true. It's just my opinion. I think, well, that guy's trying to dictate to me how I should spend my time waiting for a light to turn green. That's true in my own opinion. That doesn't mean it's overall true. There are rules and laws put into place because it makes it fair for everybody that's playing the game. Rules are everywhere. Rules are in love. Rules are in life. Rules are just as guaranteed as you breathing during this life. Once you stop breathing, there is no more life. Once you start breaking the rules too much, there is no more life. Because it will only be a matter of time before you break a rule, a cardinal rule, and you end up on the other side of the fence for the lions. So, no matter what I say about laws, no matter what I say at all on this whole blog, you have to remember that that's my opinion. Some things I've definitely studied, and I'll tell you if I've studied them. But just because I say that I think stopping at a red light and waiting 2 minutes is a dumb idea, you have to come up with your own based solution, your own based opinion on that. What I'm getting at overall, this whole entire message, is that there are rules. Do not listen to one man's opinion on laws or rules and then say he's right and I'm going to disobey all rules, because that's just silly. That's just plain stupid. There are plenty of laws and plenty of rules. While I do not agree with them still, I still adhere to them because I know it would be very dangerous for me not to. I would love to walk up to the edge of a cliff and look over it on the Grand Canyon. Now, I don't, because I have a built-in inside fear that I'm going to fall off. And that built inside fear that I have that I'm going to fall off is clearly pointed out to me by that sign being there telling me that other people have already done that. So use your own intuition, your own gut feeling when it comes to rules and laws, and make sure that you apply common sense logic to it. If it is better for you and better for everybody else to follow that rule and law, do so. If that rule or law is hurting other people and should be revised or maybe should be expanded, then like I said in that other audio, find ways to make that happen. But don't just break it because you think that it sucks. Figure out a way that it can either be repealed or revised, and then you can do what you want with it. I love you all. Do not, I repeat, do not try to get a selfie with a rhinoceros, because it will not work out in your favor.